President of the 69th World Health Assembly, Director General of WHO, Excellencies, Minister of Health, Distinguished Delegates. Mr. President, I congratulate you and I trust that under your leadership, we will reach conclusion benefiting all the member states of the World Health Organization and our people. This year, Assembly has adopted a theme transforming our world, the 2030 Agenda of Sustainable Development. Indonesia recognizes that the whole world is now moving towards the achievement of sustainable development goals, where health is central to the development and interlinked with many, if not all, goals. SDGs is a commitment signed by all UN member states for improving people's well-being, strong orientation to public health, and resilient health system puts people at the center of development. This principle aligns with Indonesia's national midterm development planning in achieving SDGs target. Indonesia has taken the necessary steps to examine all of the planning documents, commitment made, and identify the means of implementation. In the framework of the inclusive approach, any investment in health and beyond health to achieve the SDGs should be used efficiently. Indonesia is now focusing on health system strengthening to provide equitable access to quality care, including health promotion and preventive care to hardest-to-reach areas. Health workforce, distribution, and capacity building are of Indonesia's main concern alongside the implementation of the National Health Insurance, JKN. Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Indonesia supports WHO effort to consolidate, strengthen, and improve global health emergency workforce and the International Health Regulation 2005 core capacities. This effort should be supported by a framework for research and development to strengthen member states' preparedness and response to any disease outbreaks. Additionally, the issue of adequate international financing for pandemic and overhealth emergency needs also to be addressed. With regard to donation of medicine and other health technologies, Indonesia is of the view that it is important to develop a policy for accepting large amount of medical products in emergency to support member states, particularly during disaster on or disease outbreak situation. Such as a policy is paramount in ensuring that all donated medical products are in the good condition and not utilized for purpose other than health, such as commercial promotion or dumping. Within that text, I must underline that we now live in an interconnected and almost borderless world, where health threats emerging and re-emerging in various places globally. In facing the new emerging diseases such as Ebola, MERS, and Zika, Indonesia performed preventive efforts through factor control and risk communication, case detection with laboratory confirmation, and established a plan of action when a virus is found. Ladies and gentlemen, also under SDGs frame of thinking, we understand that road traffic injuries constitute a public health problem and a leading cause of death and injury around the world. With a point relates with significantly with health and socio-economic aspect. The SDGs also demands a strong and inclusive global partnership to support the means of implementation while taking into account national circumstances and development priorities. Private sector and civil society play a tremendous role in job creation and community empowerment. Thus, corporate social responsibility and philanthropic activities must be enhanced, widened, and positioned at a more strategic level. Now, as we move into the bracket of the next 15 years under the SDGs, let us begin by sending a clear and strong message from our government. We are committed, we have accountable leadership, and we support a global cooperation which drives progress on women, children's, and adolescent health with the spirit of partnership among equal as underlined in the Agenda 2030. Let us political leaders continue to be open to new ideas from our respective national stakeholders and eager to share knowledge and experiences with other countries. We believe that this commitment portrays a very strong starting point for implementing the SDGs and the global strategy. Let me conclude by reassuring that Indonesia stands ready to work together in ensuring that our post-2015 development agenda is in fact a reality for all. I thank you, President, Mr. President.